The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever been in a relationship and you had to plot and scheme to get away because you knew they were sneaking around and you didn't tell them because you had to get everything ready and then you're like, I'm outie. So let me tell you something. Once you're done, you're done. They beg, they plead. I promise everything's different. You're like, no, it's never been different. It's not ever going to be different.
Mm-mm.
This conversation all started from an Instagram post and now I'm just asking you to call in and tell your story. Veronica is on line one. Share with us what happened, girl.
So I was with this dude for 4 years, and I didn't find out he was cheating on me with my sister.
No!
Until last year.
No!
Oh, that's a story.
Veronica!
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Yes, and she gave herself up.
What happened?
I had my suspicions, but, like, I never could gather proof.
And you probably thought my sister would never do this. Like deep down, you were hoping, right? That you're.
I did. I was hoping. I was like, you know what? It's my sister. She would not go for that.
Girl.
You know, I'm putting two and two together. I see them every day. You know, I live with my sister. We go to the fair. Fair time comes around. I ask him if he wanted to go.
Right.
He's like, no, I already have plans. Da 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 da. I'm like, okay. So I asked my sister if she wanted to go. She's like, yeah, we'll go. We get there. We get to the fair.
Yeah.
We have a good time. It's about 8:30, maybe 9.
Okay.
Fairgrounds didn't close until about like 11. She just disappeared.
Oh,
out
wait.
Of like thin air.
You knew she was going to go meet him.
I had my suspicions because he's never denied a date night.
So then how did you catch them?
I started looking around. I'm like, you know what? I drove here. There's no way she could just leave.
Right.
I drove. I'm searching every inch, every corner of this fairground, and I see them.
Oh, my gosh, Veronica, where were they?
They were behind this, like, it's like this little, like, swing thing, just making it out, chopping it up.
Can I just say, Veronica, I'm glad you lost him, because he's obviously stupid. He stayed on the fairgrounds. And your sister, I'm so disappointed.
In front of people we know, I feel so embarrassed, and I'm like,
for
man,
them,
like,
though,
I have
no,
to see
Veronica,
him the next day at the school. Like,
it's times like this that make me thank God I'm an only child. You know, I'm so glad I don't have a sister.
I'm not. I'm the youngest of 16.
Where are you and your sister now, Veronica? What's going on?
My sister and him are engaged with children, and I outed them.
Okay, good.
Oh.
At their graduation.
Oh, my gosh. This
is
just
wild. In front of his family, my family.
This is just too much.
He's very religious. His parents are very religious. They frown upon infidelity. So this, outing them in front of my family, in front of his family, was like the biggest revenge I could get. After graduation, he come to me, Veronica, I'm so sorry. You know, like, I didn't mean it. It was just the spur of the moment.
Oh, my gosh. Give me a break.
I was like, no, it wasn't. And the fact that y'all are still together, it was not no spur of the moment thing. I felt like an idiot. I felt so dumb.
No, Veronica.
I'm like, man, we were together for 4 years.
This is not on you.
How
don't carry that.
How long was this going on?
Don't carry that with you. Now, let me ask you, how are you today? Are you in a relationship currently?
I am in a relationship. Oh. I have a wife.
Yes, I'm so glad for you.
I have a wife, and she is just amazing. Simba,
see?
If you listen to the Dana Cortez Show, I love you, my love.
Oh, I love this. See, if this wouldn't happen, you wouldn't have met your wife.
I wouldn't have met her. She is the most amazing thing, the most supportive. Just chef's kiss.
Not only did you, Veronica, avoid an unhappy marriage, obviously he did too, because now you have a wife. Everybody's happy. If you have something to comment on this, you ever had to kind of plot and scheme to leave somebody? You knew they were cheating and you waited just a little bit to tell them? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text. Looks like we have someone on hold right now. Oh, she says she did have to do that. All right. That story's coming up. Call to get in on it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to tell you a story of one of our listeners who sent me a message on Instagram. She found out that her man was talking to somebody else. Okay, she didn't even need a down in the DM. She knew it, and she waited, and she planned, and she told no one, and then she left. And he was so shocked. We've been talking about it a little bit online, and I thought I'd bring it to the radio because I know I've done it. I've plotted and schemed and then left a relationship. Thank goodness, married here to Otto. But we do have a woman online who says she did the exact same thing, Miss Cynthia, tell us the story.
So my story is I was a little savage in it, but.
Okay, girl, we like a savage story. Let's do it.
I'll explain what I did. So I was married for about 8 years. And we had two beautiful children, which our children are the best blessing that I did get out of it. Mm-hmm. He traveled a lot for work, and I knew something was up because every time he goes to traveling, he would be mad when he was out of town. Then he would come home and be mad when he was in town. So I was like, something's up. Getting married, I told him I wanted a big family. He was like, I'm done after two. So that was another clue.
Yeah.
That was another clue. I took him to get a vasectomy. I was like, yeah, let's go. Took him. He got his vasectomy. And
good thinking,
then,
by the way. Good thinking.
Yep. So then he was like, I want to get married through church. And I was like, well, he surprised me for my birthday, took me to Cancun. And he was like, hey, I want to renew our vows. And I said, you know what? I'm sorry, but I want a divorce. And I left him in Cancun.
So you knew he was seeing somebody else. You knew all of this was a facade.
I knew it.
Gosh.
I knew it. He got his vasectomy, can't have kids no more. And you know what? He remarried. And he's cheating on his wife.
Of course he is, Cynthia. Of course he is.
Guess what? Hey, funny story. My attorney had to get discovery for his financials.
Yes.
And he was making payments to the sexy nun every month.
No.
Oh.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
This guy.
It was on his discovery.
Oh, my gosh. What in the world? Okay, Cynthia, where is he now? Does he pay child support?
Oh, we got an increase recently.
There you go.
Yeah. He was. So when I left, I was done. I said, you know what? Let him have it all. Yeah. I don't care. I'm taking my babies. Gave him everything. I didn't care. We owned a business. He's doing very successful with the business.
Yeah.
And he was only paying like $725. Now he's got to pay $2,100 a month.
That's what you get. You get what you get. And you don't throw a fit, you know? Mm. Okay, look, Cynthia.
No.
Let me tell you something right now. I love every part of the story. I'm laughing and I have a smile on my face. But the best part is that you said, thankfully for him, I got my kids. That's how I feel.
Yes.
Like I went through a lot. It was no good. But I wouldn't have my daughter, so I'm down. I'm like, yay, I'm glad it happened.
At least you left them in Cancun. My ex left me in El Paso. So.
Dude, hey, and I got a tattoo that has the date I left him, which was my birthday.
Now, that's a savage story right there. Cynthia, thank you for sharing it. We love you. Call back anytime, girl. Bye.
Oh, and then I was going to tell y'all one more thing.
What?
I'm happily married.
Let's go.
Now, are you planning on having any more kids, or are you done?
So I ended up having two more with my new spouse. And he has two wonderful kids with his ex-wife.
Look at you.
And we may be having one more next
Look
year.
Look at you getting the big family that you spoke into existence. Gosh, what a great story, Cynthia. Thank you. We love you. You better call back more often, Savage. Bye.
We will. Thanks. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
How old are your grandparents? Anybody have a grandparent in their 90s? Even possibly over 100? And I'll explain why I'm asking that question here after we talk to our caller, line one. Miss Norma Linda Ortega, how old are your grandparents?
Well, I only have one living grandparent, and he just turned 102.
Oh, what? Wow. See, I told you, people are living to be 100 and older
now.
Oh,
my gosh. Norma Linda, hold on. 102 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
What is his life like every day?
I have an uncle that lives with him, so it's just them two, and we do go every now and then to go visit. He just likes to watch TV. He eats breakfast. He's got a schedule. And then takes naps.
That's it.
He still talks and walks and is normal and remembers everything.
Oh, my gosh.
He and I share the same birthday. So he turned 102. I turned 52 on September 25th.
Absolutely amazing.
Is there anything that he does that you think...
Or that he eats, maybe?
Yeah, that attributes to that
drinks?
Long life?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's always been so mellow, never angry about anything. I think that's probably what has kept him so alive and so free-spirited. And he still just talks and, you know, tells stories and He's awesome.
What's his favorite breakfast? Do you know what he eats for breakfast? Have you noticed anything? I'm trying to write this down, girl.
I think it's just like eggs and beans and whatever my uncle will make for him.
Okay,
he's
okay.
Very light eater now.
Does he factor in tortillas
and
or none of that?
Probably some tortillas.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Probably not
okay.
as much, but yeah.
Maybe half a tortilla.
So let me tell you why I'm sharing this story with you. Half a tortilla, yeah, half a flour. Oh, corn is fine, but Norma Linda, let me tell you why I'm talking about this. There was a woman who just lived to be 117 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. And she asked researchers to study her body, and they did. So when we come back, I'm going to give you the results of how she lived and what she drank and what she ate. Hopefully they'll give us the key to a long life. And congratulations to, you know, to your relative. That's amazing to me. Thank you for sharing your story.
Oh, you're welcome.
Call back anytime, girl. Love you. Bye.
All right, love you too. Bye.
Again, this woman was 117, so I'll tell you what researchers found. Is there a key to living to over 100 years? Obviously, and we're going to give you those keys when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Maria Brañas Moreno lived to be 117 years old.
Wow.
And she knew once she passed 100, this is interesting. And then 105, more interesting. And then 110, and then 115. And she called the University of Barcelona and said, hey, can y'all study my body? Because something's going on here. And they did. And
what is she doing?
She ate a Mediterranean diet, which we've heard so often. It's fish and vegetables, things from the earth, very little
lamb.
Processed food at all. She didn't eat lamb. She ate mostly fish. And like I just said, she's
fish
from Spain.
And yeah, yeah.
Fish and shrimp. She walked. I guess they walk a lot in Europe.
They do in Spain, yeah. Especially. Yeah,
they walk a lot. And she didn't drink, which leads to inflammation. When you drink alcohol, it leads to your body being inflamed, which leads to illness.
My favorite thing that she said she did was she stayed mentally active as well, too. So.
Anything to do with reading, talking to people, these are things that keep your mind active. You can't just watch videos and watch television. You really need to communicate to activate certain brain cells. I was reading all about this woman, and I just couldn't believe it. She was mentally there up until she passed at 117 years old.
She must have had a really low, stressful life also.
I don't know about all that.
To live to be 117, you can't be stressed about anything.
Dude, she lived through the Great Depression.
She was stressed, Otto. She was pretty darn stressed.
She had like a peaceful, I don't think it's all a simple journey.
You know, and I talked about my grandma earlier. My grandmother was in her mid-90s when she passed. She was there as well. I remember her saying to me, oh, I hate that my body's given up on me before my mind, because it would just frustrate her that she couldn't move around like she used to. And she smoked until she was 60. If she had never smoked, she'd probably still be living right now, too.
Interesting. So like Cheech and Chong or Marble Reds?
Marble. Okay. She smoked Salem menthol.
Menthol.
She went in there, yeah. And I remember the day she told me she was quitting smoking, because she'd smoked since I was little. I used to go to school smelling like smoke. It was horrible. And she said, I'm quitting. I said, Nana, how are you going to quit? You've been smoking forever. And she said, because I'm done. Never picked up another cigarette, ever. And she was so active. She'd be in the garden all the time. We'd go for walks, take the dogs for walks and things like that. She was always cleaning the house. And she was always reading. I think I've said this before. My grandmother, my Nana, would read the dictionary every single day. Because she wasn't educated. Yeah. She quit school, or she dropped out of school in eighth grade to work. And she just educated herself. She was so smart. Not formally educated, but extremely intelligent.
How long did she live till?
94.
My grandmother lived till 84. And
gosh, that's a long life, too.
And one thing I always remember, she's always active. As active as she could be up until she couldn't be. And she was always working on a garden. I think that was something that helped her sustain a long life as well.
Gardening is such a great way.
She read a lot, too, but she wasn't as insightful as your grandparents, because my grandma read People's Magazine. One thing my grandma would credit her long life to is spilling the tea, because she loved to chit-chat.
A little bit of the cheese, man.
I wonder if somebody listening, because we just spoke to somebody, if you just turned the radio on, Miss Norma Linda Ortega, her grandpa is 102.
That's great.
102. Can somebody beat that? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text.
We have a call on line one right now.
Oh, okay. Hi, it's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
My name is Ellie, and I need for Dana to repeat that, because I have a 40-year-old man who acts like he's 130.
Oh, no. Ellie. We got to help you, girl.
Shut down. Repeat that. I want to know every secret she has.
Okay. Look, she said you eat well, Mediterranean diet. Google it. Everybody Google Mediterranean diet, okay? Stay away from processed food. Corn tortillas are okay. The harina flour, not so good. And then And then mentally, you have to talk to one another. Reading is great. And also moving your body. So this woman was from Spain. And Otto has told me years ago, they walk everywhere there. And not running, girls, you just walk. Walk to the store, walk home, walk after a meal. So that's it. Who is this 40-year-old man in your life that acts like he's 102?
My husband, I'm fine with my body. It's him that needs to, you know, walk off that beer belly. I'm fine with it. I'm talking about him.
Get up and get that beer belly out of there. And by the way, she didn't drink beer. This woman
alcohol and smoking, horrible for your body.
Yeah, they're really bad for your body. Ellie, we love you. Thank you for calling, Mama. Bye.
Have a great day.
You too, bye. Hi, it's Dana Cortez Show. Who is this?
Christina.
Oldest person in your life?
My grandmother. She's 103.
Woo! Wow. 103. What's her name?
Rita Labello. She'll be 104 in February.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Okay, what do you think is the key to her long life?
A lot of the same things that lady's study was saying. Like, she eats home-cooked meals. Mm-hmm. She has never driven. She's walked everywhere. 8 kids and a full life, really.
Wow. Do you think, obviously, you're not a medical expert, neither am I, but don't you feel like because we live sedentary lives, we sit all the time? Like, it's just so bad for us.
Absolutely. We have to make ourselves get up and exercise, right? Where they used to just do it naturally in their lives every day.
You have to get from A to B. You'd have to walk there. Now we're just driving down the block. Literally.
Right.
Yesterday, Otto and I had to do some shopping. I said, why don't we walk? He's like, nah, let's just drive.
I was like, yeah, I don't feel
it's
like
hot
it.
Outside.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Thank you for sharing your story. Please call us back in February. Maybe we can go to your grandma's birthday party. I'm not even kidding.
She's in New Orleans. It would be fun.
Oh, let's go. Thank you. We love
Mardi
you.
Mardi Gras time.
Bye.
Tell me.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye. If you want this study, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram, and I will send you the article. It really is fascinating to see how this woman lived, and that's why she lived to be 117.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.